Keating and Reese will come back in as Geronimo is out. One more free throw coming up for Blackwell. 5-point lead for the Badgers, 22.9 seconds remaining. Second free throw is good. They get 68-62, Wisconsin. Inbounds pass, Johari Long with Hepburn on him. Long behind the back on the dribble, driving right in the lane. Kick out Young, three shot right corner, good. Jameer Young, another three. 68-65, Wisconsin, 16 seconds left. Inbounds pass, Klesman, and he got fouled. I think that was Scott who got him, and that's going to be it, I believe, for Dante Scott. Yep, that's going to be number five with 15.3 to play. 68-65, Wisconsin.
Well, Scott with the foul is correct. He's out. But last possession defensively, Max has Jameer Young. You can't help up to give Jameer Young the three.
Mm-hmm.
Let Johari Long drive. See if he can finish. But don't help up to get the best player for Maryland, a wide open three. Just that, those are the mental lapses.
Yep. Young now with 20 points. Well, Max Klesman will be at the foul line. 3-point lead, Wisconsin, with 15.3 seconds remaining.
Now you can make up for a mental lapse with two free throws.
Yes, you can. Just made a couple a moment ago. First free throw, good for Klesman. Getting some clutch points here for Wisconsin at crunch time is Max Klesman. 69-65, Wisconsin. Second free throw, Klesman. It is good. It rattles through. 70-65, Wisconsin. 15 seconds left. Here's Long, busting up the floor right sideline. And he got bumped by Blackwell. Foul is called. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so
your
they
home
lived
for the
like Badgers. It led to the reason why today really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
A guard, 11.2 seconds to play, Wisconsin 70, Maryland 67.
And we've talked a lot, I've talked a lot about it, but Maryland, everything they've done, now it's been some mistakes here recently for Wisconsin. You could give up the corner three and then you foul when you can't foul. Mm-hmm. How do comebacks happen? How do you work your way back to it? You score when the clock is stopped. Wisconsin has given Maryland some of those opportunities. That being said, it's 11.2 on the clock. You used your last timeout. The number one thing, have to inbounds the ball. Once you inbounds the ball, then you look for the foul that's going to happen.
70-67, Wisconsin. So, yep, get it inbounds, secure it. And you're 24-27 at the foul line today, including some clutch free throws from Max Klesman. A big three. He's hit four big free throws late. So now we'll see if they can finish this one off. You didn't think it'd be easy, right?
No. No.
Kaiser, Long, Young, Harris-Smith, and Geronimo on the floor for Maryland. Crowell, Wall, Storr, Klesman, Hepburn out there for the Badgers. 11.2 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 70, Maryland 67. Tyler Wall will inbound. Jordan Geronimo is up on him. Badgers have used all of their timeouts. Wall shuffles left into Chucky Hepburn, and he gets fouled. You had Long and Geronimo both there. I think they're going to get it on Long. And that'll be his third in 10.3 seconds to play. And Chucky Hepburn goes to the foul line, where he is 1-for-2 tonight. He has 9 points in the game. Two-shot foul for Hepburn.
After these foul shots. Chuck's done a good job of picking up the ball, not letting Maryland roll it to take away some time.
First free throw, good for Hepburn. 71-67, Wisconsin. 10.3 seconds remaining. Second free throw for Chucky. Airborne, good. 72-67, Wisconsin. Down to 10 seconds to play. Long, quickly to the front court. High on the right. Runs over Max in the lane. Kick out. Harris Smith feeds Kaiser for three. Left side, good. With 2 seconds left. Timeout, Maryland. It's 72-70, Wisconsin, as Jamie Kaiser hits his second three of the game. And it's not over yet. 2 seconds to play. 2-point lead, Wisconsin. They just won't go away.
No, they won't go away. And you look at this and the way they're doing it. If you're a coach, clip this.
Yes.
Clip the last 2 minutes of how to keep yourself in the game and give yourself a chance.
Yes.
Now, Wisconsin hasn't let you by the way that they've shot from the free throw line. They've really found a way to keep this thing going.
Yes.
And I'm really impressed with the way Maryland's handled these last 2 minutes, but I'm also impressed with the way Wisconsin stepped up and just has continued to answer it when it's been put in front of them.
So they got to get it inbounds one more time, secure it. Maryland now out of timeouts. Tyler Wall one more time will be inbounding.
No timeouts for Wisconsin as well.
72-70, Wisconsin with 2 seconds to play. Wall will inbound. Again, Geronimo is on him. Wall looking, and Klesmet is fouled by Jahari Long. He bumped Max before the ball went inbounds. He was trying to see if he could get an offensive foul, and he didn't get it. So Klesmet will go to the foul line with the Badgers up to 2 seconds remaining. If you're Maryland, it was worth a try.
We've seen it work the other way for Wisconsin's got
yes.
one once or twice. So it was well worth the try.
Klesmet with 14 points, 7 of them at crunch time. He will shoot 2. His team is up 2 with 2 seconds to play. First free throw, money. 73-70, Wisconsin. Now he can end it. One more free throw for Klesmet. Eyes the rim. He'll send it. Good night. He hit them both, 74-70. Jameer Young, three-quarter court shot, well off the mark, and the Badgers win by 4. Big Ten win number 10, 18 wins overall. And boy, Max Klesmet at crunch time delivering a big 3 and 6 of 6 at the free throw line as Wisconsin holds off Maryland.
Doesn't always have to be pretty, but you just got to find a way, and that's what it was. Hey, Wisconsin got back to what it was. Now, Maryland, and the way that they defend, you still put up 74. You've answered the question at times defensively, and I think it's a win that needed to happen, and you answered the questions, and you found a way to get it done.
The Badgers go 28 of 31 at the free throw line tonight. Final score at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 74, Maryland 70. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Andy, that means that do not disturb when driving, and when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D, that means do not disturb when you're driving, and when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Wisconsin 74, Maryland 70. Credit the Terps. They didn't go away, but credit the Badgers for getting it done at the foul line tonight. 28 of 31, including 11 of 12 in the last 42 seconds. That's some clutch shooting at the foul line. My analytics team has confirmed
that. Yeah, I like that, huh? Yeah. You do have an analytics team, don't you?
Not really.
Oh, yeah, you're pulling it from all over. I know. But what I like it. I thought it was a really good job by Maryland as far as how you try to stay into a game with 2+ minutes left. And I thought it was a really good response by Wisconsin for stepping up and knocking down the free throws.
Yep, Tyler Wall playing well, 18 points, 6 rebounds tonight. Max Klesmit with 16, a big 3, and 6 of 6 at the foul line at crunch time. Chucky Hepburn with 11, A.J. Storer with 10, and 8 rebounds. Two of those 10 points you're going to see a lot. It was a vicious dunk in the first half. Steven Crow with 8 points, a like number of rebounds. John Blackwell with 9. He was 7 of 8 at the foul line. Connor Resegian with 2. Jameer Young with 20. In fact, a little below his average. He averages 21.2 per game. Julian Reese, 18.7 rebounds. Dante Scott with 12. Deshaun Harris-Smith with 8. Jamie Kaiser with 8. 2 points for Jahari Long and 2 for Jordan Geronimo. Wisconsin 74, Maryland 70. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up with Butchie's Breakdown. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers improved to 18-9 overall, 10-6 in the Big Ten with a 74-70 win against the Maryland Terrapins. What you got for the breakdown tonight, Butchie?
Well, then we've talked a lot about it, but 28 of 31 for the free throw line. Most importantly is they got there eight times more than Maryland, a team that gets there almost as many times as a team in the Big Ten does. So you look at exactly what they've got to do and how they did. I thought that was a great point. Points in the paint, even though they lose by two, I thought they didn't lose focus of where they needed to go with that. And then the last thing to me was fouls drawn. Something we haven't talked about, but Wisconsin, 25 fouls drawn compared to Maryland's 19, which to me shows that they were aggressive. Even when Maryland tried to junk it up, the second half was just, it was a different game because they went with the 2-2-1 press. They tried to change it up. They went with the zone. Sometimes when you do that, teams don't stay aggressive. And that's exactly what Wisconsin didn't fall into. They didn't fall into the trap of not being aggressive. They continued to attack. And I thought even though Maryland outscored Wisconsin in the second half by 4 points, they did just enough to make sure they were putting pressure in different areas.
And I think, too, the job on Jameer Young, he had 20 points. It's a game high. But 6 of 17,
yeah,
from the four. He hit the 1-3 in the corner that kept Maryland alive, but he was 1 for 4. He did a lot of his work, as often happens, at the foul line, 7 of 7. But, I mean, this is about as close as it gets to an off night, would you say, for Jameer Young?
Especially on the road for Jameer Young. Because
yes,
he's been dynamite on the road for Maryland.
Yeah, averaging better than 28 a game in the last 7 road outings. So they made him work here tonight. Wisconsin a winner over the Terps, 74-70. When we continue, we'll check the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a couple, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin 74, Maryland 70 as the Badgers get Big Ten win number 10 tonight. Checking the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Iowa knocked off Michigan State tonight, 78-71. A big road win for the Hawkeyes. Elsewhere in the top 25, UConn the latest victim. They were rolling, right? No one was going to beat UConn ever again after they destroyed Marquette on Saturday. There was nobody, Butchie. Nobody was going to be UConn until Creighton did by 19 tonight.
Yeah, by 19. Welcome to college basketball. So every college basketball fan out there that wants to complain about their team because they lose a game you don't think they should lose, I've said it since November. college basketball always delivers. You just need to pay attention to it.
Well, now
and
they
it's
are
delivered this year. Right. Like it's, I mean, it's delivered all year long. No one's won on the road, and there's another example of it.
Third loss of the season for the reigning national champs. Baylor falls to BYU, the 11th-ranked Bears falling to number 25 BYU, 78-71. Another top 25 team falling on the road, San Diego State losing to Utah State, 68-63. That was considered a pretty dangerous game, though. Utah State's
well, was now Utah State's taking over sole possession of the Mountain West, and it's a league that not many people are going to pay attention or hasn't paid attention to. And all of a sudden, NCAA tournament's going to come. They're going to get six teams in the tournament. Yep. And everyone's going to be like, the Mountain West? What about? No, the Mountain West is really good.
I wasn't paying attention to them until you enlightened me a week or so ago.
Come on.
I
told you in November. It always delivers. It doesn't matter the league.
We know San Diego State's pretty good.
Yes, you do.
I think they were kind of deep in the tournament last year.
New Mexico's got a really good point guard in Jalen House. And then you've got, obviously, Richard Pitino's the head coach of New Mexico.
Yes,
so
yes,
there's
sir.
A little Big Ten history there.
Yeah. He's having more fun than Rick Pitino seems like this year. Yeah.
We won't get there's not enough at 10:20 at nighttime. There's not enough time for that.
It's the final 8 o'clock game until the Big Ten tournament, and then all bets are off. Tennessee over Missouri, 72-67. TCU and Texas Tech going down to the wire. The Red Raiders leading the Horned Frogs 80-79 with 14 seconds left in that game. That is your Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Wisconsin 74, Maryland 70. More to come as our post-game coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBV Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBV Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it, and thanks for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing at a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Wisconsin defeats Maryland tonight 74 to 70, joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. We're talking, you mentioned it after the game, the leaving some meat on the bone at the free throw line at Iowa. Didn't leave much. Didn't leave a lot of points out there tonight. 28-31 and really clutch right in that final minute, right?
Yeah. I mean, they played it out how you had to play it. I mean, you're trading fouls for chances to make threes, and you're, you know, hopefully you can, you know, the clock, offensively, you hope the clock burns out before you, the math catches up to you, or you better not miss free throws. So, no, I thought for the most part, didn't turn it over, got the ball to the right guy's hands, and we'll end up there and knock stuff down, and there'll be a lot of things we'll pick off the, you know, we came off a couple shooters. We kept backing up once on the one that Scott got at the top. Somehow we left Jamie Kaiser. I have no idea how. Nobody answered when I asked in the huddle who the has Kaiser, and nobody wanted to fess up. I said, well, the tape will show.
That's good teamwork.
Exactly.
Right there.
They were. Nobody was going to throw anybody else under the bus.
That's great teamwork. Absolutely. When you talk about good teamwork, right? Tyler Wall today came early on, a couple of early turnovers, but then he calmed down.
Right.
And when he calmed down, he was great. What makes Tyler so special, being through the battles and just being able to be that calming effect for this team?
Yeah, I think just the, you know, the experience is a big thing, you know, and playing through him. And, you know, I know he turned it over three times in the first half, but I thought he just was trying to make too much happen. When you start drawing the, you know, the second, third Maryland player, then it's time to kick it. Then it's time to move it. And we didn't do a good job of putting him or Steve in a good position. We left him. We didn't load the side on the double team like we should have. And we talked about that and showed him on the little iPad thing. And I thought we were better after that, you know, in terms of handling the double team. But he's so much versatility because he can bring it in transition. He can, you know, he can score off the bounce in the half court. He'll post you. And he's really active. You know, he's hard to keep track of because he moves really well. And he's gritty. He's got some toughness to him, which is, you know, when push comes to shove, you want guys that are in the foxhole with you.
Jameer, go ahead, Brian.
No, you guys have been in a lot of close games of late. What have you learned about your team?
They're really together, and they talk. I mean, that huddle was loud and late about guys talking through things. And, you know, I think they understand. They understand, most importantly, that they're a really good team. That, all right, there's a two or three things we got to clean up and sharpen up that were really kind of hanging there all year. We were able to cover mistakes by scoring. And, you know, I think we were better tonight. I didn't see near as many defensive breakdowns. We didn't get them to the line like they had been getting to the line, and they're hard to keep off the line because of Jameer Young and because of Julian Reese. So it's the togetherness and the grit that they have. Now, it's not going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. Basketball isn't a perfect game. But you stick together and keep fighting through the rough patches and have good things happen.
It seemed like you guys did a really nice job on Jameer Young. I know he got loose in the corner there late, but 20 points, that's actually below his average. 6-17. Like, you feel like you made him work?
We did. Yeah, I thought we did. You know, that's 24 shots to get with 7 free throws, you know, and that's about half of what he's been shooting at the line. He shot 24, I think 12 a game in the last couple. So we just had to make him work. And Chucky did a heck of a job. And John Blackwell was the relief pitcher on him out of the bullpen most of the time. And, you know, we just had to keep pressure on him, keep guys on him, and not, you know, we helped late. Max came off of him late in that three in the corner. We didn't need to be trading threes for two free throws, you know, intentionally. Max has got to still learn there's a difference between late game defense and, you know.
I might have mentioned the same thing during the broadcast.
Yeah, there's a little
Max,
difference.
What are you doing? Yeah. It's kind of how I sit it. Yeah. But yes.
But anyway, they'll be teaching to continue to go through, but happy for our guys because that's a good team. I think the minute I put the tape in, I'm like, whoa. This team's got some players, and, you know, they've been in a lot of battles in our league.
Yeah, they've been in a lot of close games this year. A week until the next game, so this is really the last chance there's a gap like this the rest of the way. How do you want to handle this with your guys?
We're not taking 2 days off in a row. I've learned, you know, we got out of sync after Michigan State, I felt, and talking to older coaches that have, you know, that are in the league that had some experience with that. This has been a year ago. I pose the question to some, and that is really the conclusion. And it, sometimes you have to because of how the, your week falls with the NCAA and all those things, but we don't have to take two in a row, so we'll scatter them. But, you know, midweek or whatever, the, towards the weekend here, we'll continue to compete, and it, we aren't going to unplug. Mm-hmm. They'll get tomorrow off. And then we'll be back at it on whatever – my days are confused. Thursday? Today, you know, Tuesday?
Back in the day, there used to be a little more continuity rhythm, with the schedule, now, but that train left the station, yeah. Right?
My yeah. days are always confused, Coach. I mean,
it's like the old baseball line. Day games, night games, no game. Tomorrow's Wednesday, the last I checked.
Okay.
So
right. Hump day.
Yeah, congrats. You said, we said before the last game, it's good for the soul. So good for your guys.
Having
smiles
yep.
on their face. And A.J. Dillon here tonight. So you
Quadzilla, yeah. Yeah, we had him in the locker room. He's I didn't realize he was that big a fan.
He is, yeah. It's
and he's
right.
a very big man, too.
Yes. yes.
I'm not going to line up to tackle him. Nope.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, he, well, the mayor of Door County, right?
The so, mayor of Door yeah. County is
that's what he
right.
said. He's got the one and only key.
The only key.
That's awesome. Congrats.
Thanks, Sean. Guys.
All right. Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Joining us courtside is Wisconsin defeats Maryland 74-70. We'll be back with more in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Ah, beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You bet.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Shout out to the Wisconsin move, picked up by Max Klesmit now. As Young, right of the lane, pass deflected, stolen away, Wall. Here comes A.J. Storr, runway open, slapped up with the left hand for A.J. Storr. Oh, whoa! Mercy! I mean, Butchie's grabbing me, he's all excited, he's ready to jump over the table here. Like everybody else was, right?
From the beginning when we started this in November, you're going to end up with a black arm and you're going to be bruised. Like, you should have been used to that by now.
Oh, that was vicious. That dunk, that was just nasty.
And I was so impressed. Yes, it was a left hand, but who it was on in Geronimo and what mm-hmm. You've seen him in highlights, whether it be here in Maryland or at Indiana. I mean, he's a fly high, a guy that can get up yes. and jump with the best of them. And AJ just made him disappear.
He did. That was a wicked dunk. It was in the first half, two of his 10 points in the game as Wisconsin defeats Maryland 74-70. Shout out to the Wisconsin women's basketball team. It's won four in a row now. Went up to the barn, beat Minnesota 67-56. Sarah Williams, you haven't seen her. If you watch women, we know Caitlin Clark is like the star of stars. Sarah Williams, a really good player at Wisconsin. 12 straight double-doubles, 30 points, 15 rebounds. You might want to check them out.
That's a good night.
Well.
Yeah, 30-15 would be another good night.
That is a very, very good night. So a week now before the next game, they'll play at Indiana next Tuesday, a 5 o'clock air, 6 o'clock tip Central Time. Down at your favorite place, we'll reenact the bank, you know. I mean, it's the first time that we've been there together since – you cracked the glass, so yeah. We'll be, I guess social media opportunity.
It wasn't that
awaits.
Hard off the glass.
Oh, it was a rocket shot.
It's like cracked the glass. You're gonna leave me with?
It was a rocket shot.
I mean,
shot.
I tried to bank it in.
I see a social media opportunity just
because we both love that so much.
Oh, we're all about it. We are all about it. So go rest up, man. You have like no radio the rest of the week.
No radio, no TV. It's a good week to recenter as we get ready for the stretch run. Yep. But, I mean, yeah, I'm sure you're still working. You're a working man.
Well, I'm a grinder. Megan's putting the list together for you right now.
I know. So. That list is long.
It's all yours, Megan. Yeah. It's all yours.
Thanks. So. Hey, can we make a game up real quick? Can we? Are you sure we don't have one Saturday?
Wow.
Are you sure there's not a game?
Come on, man. Badgers a winner tonight over Maryland, 74-70. That'll do it for us. It's late enough. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Mike Henderson back at our studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us next Tuesday as the Badgers take on Indiana. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Conditions, those are going to be your red states. States that want to strengthen minimum wage laws, generally going to be blue states. People who want to limit workers' compensation and make it harder for workers to protect themselves, generally going to be red states. States that push preemption laws on minimum wage or paid family leave or any of, you know, paid leave at all. Those are going to be your red states. The people who didn't expand Medicaid, because why would we want to ensure that citizens get health care? And this is the part that blows my mind. My MAGA friends are like, we need to repeal Obamacare. You know, but that Affordable Care Act ain't so bad. But the part of it that blows my mind is you got the Trumps who are going, we got to repeal Obamacare and we're going to replace it. And you go, well, what are you going to replace it with? Well, something better. Okay, what? And that's the weird thing. These are people who don't have the policy ideas. They want what working people want. And this is why I've made an attempt over the years to try and reach my red hat friends. Because the reality is they want the same things that everyone else wants, for the most part. They want good jobs. They want health care. They want some retirement security. They want good schools for their kids, safe neighborhoods. They want the same stuff. Maybe with different complexions in different areas, and we can argue about that if we have to, or gender identity. And I don't want to stay out of that, because the reality is, do your thing. Live your best life. But we're in this space where if we were actually talking to each other about the things that matter to us instead of the things that tear us apart, because they always focus on what tears us apart. Always. Because they know that if we're still fighting over what we disagree on, we're never going to get to the stuff we agree on. You ask most working people, do you think we should have strong OSHA protections on the job? Most working people, the vast majority, go, yeah, I want to go home in the same conditions I went to work in. Do you think we should have health care for people when they get sick? Most people are like, yeah, we should have health care for people. Now, who does that? You know, you go back to the Nixon era, they wanted to mandate that every employer had to provide health care. And Republicans shut that down, along with some Democrats, because it wasn't enough for them. But you go down all of this stuff, all of the attacks on workers, all of the attacks on education, and it's our red state friends, the people who are wearing the red hats. Again, the guy who's the billionaire, who sadly too many working class voters have looked at and said, yeah, he's the guy. He understands me. He gets me. It's quite sad. And now you look at, you know, in talking with Sammy Sheets here a minute ago, the fact that Iowa has become the poster child, like Wisconsin was. And I spent some time thinking about, you know, the days, weeks, and months after being in Wisconsin. And I remember coming back to Pennsylvania and talking to a very prominent labor leader and saying, you know, I hope you're preparing, because everything that's happening in Wisconsin is going to make its way across the country to eventually get here. And I can't tell you how sad I am that I was right, because the successes 13 years ago in Wisconsin, even though you had 100,000 people occupying the Capitol, even though you had such activism in the state of Wisconsin, all those bad ideas are moving their, have moved their way across the state. Now, here's the good thing. In Wisconsin, I do see a pushback. I see, you know, some of that stuff being repealed, but after the damage has been done, after they passed Act 10, after they took, you know, bargaining rights away from public sector workers, after they did away with their prevailing wage, after they did all the things to attack workers and the suffering that it's caused, now we're going to have to go back and clean it up. But you know who made out really well? The people who funded it, the wealthy, because that's how it always works out. And it's worked out in place after place after place. And the weird thing is, and this is the part that's bizarre to me, that Republicans with a straight face keep going back to their voters saying, we're going to pass, you know, we're going to pass the whole no rights at work agenda. We're going to pass right to work laws. We're going to do away with prevailing wage. We're going to do away with all those protections. You know, we're going to deregulate. We're going to do all of the stuff that corporate America wants. Only to find out it doesn't help. Only to find out it doesn't bring jobs. And I point to the governor of West Virginia, Jim Justice, who's running for Senate, who recently, not too recently, it's been about probably a year or so, maybe a little bit longer than that, came out and said, look, you know, we did everything that they wanted us. We passed right to work. We passed, got rid of prevailing wage. We deregulated. We did all this stuff. And the jobs didn't come, because the research is pretty conclusive. It doesn't work. You know, I know in Pennsylvania, so, you know, if we raise the minimum wage, all the jobs are going to leave. We raised the minimum wage back, you know, 100 years ago, actually 2006, and we got a bump in jobs. We haven't raised the minimum wage in, well, since 2006, 2009 on the federal level. And we were told that, you know, by having a low minimum wage, all these jobs were going to come flooding in. That hasn't happened either. It's amazing how the right-wing spin machine, the think tank brigade, who spends so much time, energy, and money, you know, on messaging, telling us all these horror stories. You know, if you raise the minimum wage, all the jobs are going to go away, and there'll be no one having jobs, and it'll all be on welfare. And yet, when you see places that did raise the minimum wage, you see a small bump, a small positive bump in employment, because workers have more money to spend. More disposable income means more economic activity, and we used to understand this, because workers used to get a larger share of the economic pie during the time that my red hat friends believed the country was great, you know, the 50s and 60s, when you had a prosperous working class who had the power to demand a fairer share of the profits that their wealth, that their labor created. Makes sense. You want to solve a lot of our problems? Raise wages. You know, I had someone, you know, yelling at me, you know, inflation's through the roof. I go, well, you know, if wages kept up with inflation and maybe just a little bit above, you wouldn't feel it. Problem is you don't have bargaining power at work to demand better wages in this moment. And that was, well, you know, but Joe Biden. And that seems to be the answer for everything these days. And Biden's doing everything he can do. He's encouraging people to join unions. He's encouraging unions to organize. He walked a freaking picket line, the only president in my lifetime to ever do that. Now, you know, Ronald Reagan was shot coming out of a union convention, but that wasn't a picket line. He was just leaving a convention where he was begging for money. You know, campaign cash was being asked for at the time. But, you know, we're in this moment where you have people saying we want to make the country great, and yet we're stuck in this polar world. And it comes back to us. It comes back to we, the voters, because we've bought the hats. We're on the red team or the blue team. And I can't tell you how many red team people I've talked to who have blue team ideas. but you're not allowed to talk about those ideas because we're too busy talking about all of the stuff that we don't agree with each other on. For instance, I look at the state of Washington. The state of Washington last week, the House passed legislation there that would allow workers who are either locked out by their employers or go on strike for more than a week to be able to collect unemployment benefits. That, to me, is a good thing. Why? Because it takes the power of starving the worker out. That is one of the main playbooks of the union busters. Let's see how long we can starve them. In fact, if you remember when the writers went on strike, screen actors went on strike, one of the comments coming out of the upper muckety mucks was, you know, let's see them start losing their apartments and let's see how long they'll last. They could have solved that right from the beginning. So if you take that off the table, where, you know, people are going to get a little something to be able to survive, maybe you have better relations. Maybe you have people who are going to sit down and negotiate in true good faith. Now, you go, we're going to get higher wages for workers, better health care benefits, better retirement security for workers. What does that mean? Well, that means all of the programs that we've set up, Social Security, Medicare, all of our social safety net programs, people with higher wages pay higher taxes. That means more revenue coming in. The reason a lot of our things have struggled, stagnant wages, declining wages. So we got the handfuls who are hoarding, and there's no trickle down to the working class. At what point do you go, when do we get attention? When do policies that benefit working families get attention? And the truth of the matter is it's never going to happen unless working people take off their red hats and their blue hats and talk about the issues that really matter. I keep saying put on the green hat, because the green hat is the one that's the most important. That's the one the corporate folk, that's what they care about. It's all about the money. And I gotta tell you, the hope is that we wake up soon. Sooner as opposed to later, and push back. Want to hear your thoughts? Email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. I got a lot more to get to right back after this. I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. This day in labor history, the year was 1937. That was the day the National Lawyers Guild held their first convention in the nation's capital. The guild was established as a way to bring together progressive lawyers dedicated to fighting for basic and progressive change in our political and economic system, and to assure that human rights be regarded as more sacred than property interests. Members were admitted regardless of race, sex, or political beliefs. The early guild stood up for FDR's New Deal reforms, like a full Social Security program, against the staunch opposition of the American Bar Association. From its inception, protecting the rights of working people has been an important effort for the guild. At the first convention, they passed a resolution supporting the rights of working people to organize and collectively bargain. Guild lawyers supported the founding of both the United Auto Workers and the Congress of Industrial Organizations. They also stood up for civil rights, adopting an anti-lynching resolution at their first convention. During the civil rights era, they provided legal aid for activists and fought for voting rights. This made them a target during the 1950s Cold War anti-communist hysteria. The FBI targeted the Guild for investigation. By 1955, the Guild had dropped to just 500 members. In the 1970s, the Guild successfully sued to find out the extent of FBI spying. They discovered that 1,000 informants had generated FBI files of 400,000 pages on the Guild and its members. Despite this harassment, the Guild has kept up its fight for working people. The organization has opposed anti-worker legislation from Taft-Hartley to the passage of NAFTA. In 2012, the Guild celebrated its 75th anniversary stronger than ever.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So I point to New Hampshire. New Hampshire has been trying to pass a right-to-work law for, I think, since 2011, since Wisconsin went ahead and did it. And you look at this, the reality is the states that have gone and done the whole corporate no rights at work agenda, going after right-to-work laws, going after prevailing wage laws, the jobs haven't materialized. It didn't work. What it did do, and it did masterfully, and this is borne out in numbers. It led to lower wages, it led to less health care, it led to less pension, retirement security. As you know, everyone at the time was saying that it was going to do, because we know the states that don't have bargaining rights or full bargaining rights, they have lower wages, less health care, less retirement. That's reality. Now, the argument is, well, you know, Rick, they've got a lower standard of living down in those states. You know, it takes less money to earn a living. Nonsense. The people who do this research, they adjust for all of that. And the reality is wages are lower. And that gap has closed over the last couple of decades. It used to be, when I first started, it was like 20%. It's now down to about 4 or 5%, because union density has fallen, and the ability for workers to demand more in a wide swaths of industries gone. And you can get that back. My grandparents' generation, they understood it. You can get it back, but you got to fight for it, and it comes down to the politics. And as long as we're fighting over the who can marry who, or what bathroom someone can go to, or other nonsense that, honestly, doesn't mean anything to most of us. The stuff that really matters, the stuff that really could unite us, never gets addressed. Never. I mean, the fact that New Hampshire is, again, still trying to push this through, knowing that everyone who's done it before them has failed, that tells you it's not about what they're telling you it's about. It's about pure ideology. It's about power and control. And this is what working people need to grasp. Look, I may not agree with what you do within the confines of your four walls, what you believe or what you think, but ultimately what can bind us together is ensuring that we make a decent living, that our kids don't go hungry, that we have policies that actually make lives better. What's again still mind-boggling to me is when the right got their wish, when the wet dream came true and they were able to make Roe go away, there was a part of me that really thought there was going to be one of those good God-fearing Christian Republicans to come forth and go, you know what? Now that we're gonna make them women have them babies, we're gonna help them take care of it. We're gonna do the Christian thing. I saw this clip on one of the social media sites. Former drug addict, former basically dreg of society, entertainer, saying that, I think the Christians have it wrong. Jesus wouldn't be hanging out with middle-class families in yuppie neighborhoods or, the good people. He hung out with the prostitutes and the thieves and the people who needed help. Maybe we think that again. And I go, but there's no money in that. Sadly, we've become this very... Well, we're a capitalist country. Congratulations. Capitalism won. And while that's happening, what we have is a breakdown of civility, of humanity, of empathy, of compassion, of all the things that make us human, of all the things that can make us decent people. And the fact that Donald Trump is the face of the Republican Party. He is the Republican Party. And look, I've said it before. He's he didn't do this. He was just at the right place at the right time and took advantage of where the party was already going and where the masses were heading. He is the talk radio baby. He is the illegitimate child of talk radio and cable news. The question is when do we turn the channel? When do we demand better? When do we say enough is enough? When do we say, and you know, look, I've been saying this for a long time. I don't hate my red hat friends. I question their sanity. I do that quite often. I question, you know, what they think they're going to get. For instance, a number of them are, you know, going, you know, if they can go after Donald Trump and they can fine him $355 million, they can do that to you too. And they go, yeah, they've always been able to do that to us. They've always been able to go after working people. Look at the number of audits that have happened to people who they believe cheated on the earned income tax credit. People making less than 25 grand a year. Often do they go after them. The surprising part is they went after someone like Trump. And not only did they go after him, they convicted him. They got him because he's wrong. He did what they said he did. And I just find it interesting that people are defending that as if by holding him accountable, somehow it's going to mean us. It's crazy. But I want to hear your thoughts. Email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, want to hear it, miss any portion of the program, make sure you grab the podcast. Thanks so much for being here. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Rick Smith Show. Email Rick. Email Rick at rick@thericksmithshow.com. Until next time, this has been The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Two men have been charged with murder in last week's shooting in Kansas City. CBS's Charlie DeMar with details.
New charges in the deadly shooting that broke out during the celebration for the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl win. Dominic Miller of Kansas City and Lindell Mays of Raytown, Missouri, now face charges of second-degree murder, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. Both men were also among the nearly two dozen shot during the chaos. Lisa Lopez Galvan, a mother of two and popular radio DJ, died in the shooting.
Today, 70 miles northeast of Houston, the body of an 11-year-old missing since last week was found in a river. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports an arrest warrant is being prepared for a friend of Audrey Cunningham's father.
Prosecutors say they will charge 42-year-old Don Stephen McDougal with capital murder. McDougal lived in a trailer behind the family's home and admitted to leaving with Cunningham on her way to school. He had a criminal past, including child enticement, but did not have to register as a sex offender.
The Air Force says a material failure led to the fatal crash of an Osprey in Japan last year, but as CBS's David Martin explains,
the Air Force does not know what caused the malfunction. So the entire fleet of Ospreys, more than 400 aircraft, flown not only by the Air Force, but the Navy and Marines as well, remains grounded.
Eight service members died in the late November crash. Many parts of California still getting soaked as storms continue to blow through. Southern California is seeing most of the rainfall now. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Michelle Geely is in Orange County.
High surf pounded the piers in Seal Beach and Huntington Beach as the storm brought 10-foot sets to the Orange County coastline.
Currently, the surf's in the I'd say about the 6-foot range. We're seeing some sets that up to 10 feet. The pier's currently still open, and we're going to be watching it.
That's Seal Beach Marine Safety Chief Joe Bailey. American Airlines has announced some big changes, the latest from CBS's Jen Clark.
You'll only be able to earn miles and loyalty points if you book with a partner of the airline. This makes them the first U.S. airline to limit miles and points to specific booking channels. And baggage fees are also going up, $35 for your first checked bag online and $40 at the gate.
A 34-year-old Colorado man is dead after a pet Gila monster bite. Lakewood police say the man died 4 days after the bite by the lizard. If confirmed, the death would be a rare case of someone dying from a Gila monster. The bites can cause intense pain, but are not normally deadly. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly 70%.